Russia's General Armageddon Spotted for First Time Since Prigozhin Mutiny. By John Hayward on September 5, 2023. Several Russian journalists on Monday published photos of General Sergei Shuravikin, the commander known as General Armageddon for his aggressive tactics, who has not been seen in public since Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin launched his ill-fated mutiny in June. General Sergei Shuravikin is out. Alive, healthy, at home, with his family, in Moscow. Photo taken today, Russian media personality Ksenia Sobchak wrote Monday on the encrypted messaging platform Telegram. Sobchak included a photo of Shuravikin dressed in casual civilian clothes and walking through a garden beside a woman who appears to be his wife Anna. General Shuravikin is at home with his family. He is on leave and available to the Defense Ministry, seconded Russian journalist Alexei Venediktov, without providing any photographic evidence for his assertion. Venediktov said Shuravikin was allowed to speak with his family shortly after the mutiny but has been held incommunicado ever since, possibly while President Vladimir Putin decides his fate. Venediktov said Shuravikin has been interrogated by a commission to weed out Prigozhin's sympathizers, which was established by Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, the primary target of Prigozhin's anger. International media outlets could not confirm the authenticity of Sobchak's photo, or when and where it was taken. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov refused to comment on Shuravikin's status at a press conference on Tuesday. However, unnamed U.S. officials told the New York Times, NYT, on Tuesday they believe Shuravikin has been released from the secret detention in which he has been held ever since Prigozhin's mutiny. These officials said it was unclear whether Shuravikin remains under some form of house arrest, or if he is still an officer in the Russian military. A person close to the Russian Defense Ministry told the NIT that Shuravikin was arrested during the mutiny but released in late August after Prigozhin and most of his Wagner Group's top leaders were killed in a mysterious plane crash. Russian state media reported in August that Shuravikin had been quietly relieved as commander of aerospace forces, making him the highest-level military official to be disciplined in connection with the Prigozhin mutiny. Those earlier reports suggested Shuravikin had been demoted but not dismissed from military service entirely. Shuravikin picked up the nickname General Armageddon for ordering brutally effective air and ground attacks against civilian targets in Syria, where Russia intervened in a long-running civil war to prop up dictator Bashar Assad. Shuravikin was placed in charge of Russia's bogged-down Ukraine invasion in early October 2022 and promptly implemented his Syria playbook of attacking civilian targets. "I'm not surprised to see what happened this morning in Kyiv. Shuravikin is absolutely ruthless, with little regard for human life. I am afraid his hands will be completely covered in Ukrainian blood," a former Russian Defense Ministry official told the UK Guardian at the time. While he was managing the war in Syria, Shuravikin developed a good working relationship with the Wagner Group, which had fighters deployed in the Syrian theater. Prigozhin was among those who loudly applauded the appointment of General Armageddon to lead the war effort in Ukraine. When Prigozhin launched his two-day mutiny on June 23, Shuravikin was the top Russian military officer he conspicuously did not criticize. Shuravikin's last public appearance, until now, was in a very awkward videotaped message he recorded to Prigozhin and his mercenaries, urging them to halt their march on Moscow and lay down their arms. "We fought together with you, took risks, we won together. We are of the same blood, we are warriors. I urge you to stop," Shuravikin said to Prigozhin in the video, his tone so lifeless that viewers speculated he was either drunk or being forced to recite the message at gunpoint. Russian state media floated rumors that Shuravikin was merely resting after recording his hostage video, but most observers assumed he was either dead or under arrest, possibly having been arrested for supporting the Prigozhin mutiny. During his 3 months as commander of the Ukraine invasion, Shuravikin established a defensive line that proved capable of repelling several Ukrainian counterattacks. On Tuesday, Ukrainian forces reportedly managed to breach the Shuravikin line after 4 months of effort.